I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Marlowe with Liam Neeson as the latest actor to play Detective Philip Marlowe after Humphrey Bogart, Robert Mitchum, and Elliot Gould, among others. Unfortunately, it's another misfire for the great actor, as it doesn't have an interesting film noir story, nor characters who win you over. It's all tedious. Diane Kruger co-stars as an heiress who has Marlowe investigate the disappearance of a props guy whom she was having an affair with and was supposed to be dead. And she also has her conflicts with her former movie star mother, played by Jessica Lange. Conflicts that we can't follow or care about. I think Liam Neeson needs to find a new agent because his latest movies have been crap, and now we have Marlowe, which never delivers and has us wandering around in familiar territories. Director Neil Jordan and screenwriter William Monahan, who both have made great movies in the past, handle Raymond Chandler's character with cliches and corny dialogue. In fact, you can't even tell who is talking when Marlowe says, "I'm getting too old for this." It's either the actor or the character. 1.5 stars. Okay, to recap this week's new movies, thumbs down for Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, although I can't wait to see what they do next in the MCU, thumbs up for Emily and for Emma McKay, and thumbs way down for Marlowe. Somebody please give Liam Neeson an original script. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.